Valentine's Day is Friday, and that's when a singer-songwriter here in Chattanooga begins a five-state concert tour of cat cafes to raise money for animal rescue. Our own Richard Wenham sat down with her.
This is a story about a songwriter who fell in love with a cat, wrote her a song, and is now embarking on a five-state tour, raising money to help cat cafes where other homeless cats are introduced to people wanting to give them a home. This is kitten-smitten singer-songwriter Rachel McIntyre-Smith.
You had me from your first meow, and I'm not really sure how 1 pound of fluff can make my day. But with you, time goes fast. On the couch, 12 hours pass, and all I do is look at you and say, hey, kitty, kitty, hey, kitty, kitty, you're so pretty, you're so pretty. I know that you are, but do you know that you are? Hey, kitty, kitty, hey, kitty, kitty, you're so pretty, you're so pretty. I know that you are, but do you know that you are? I think cat ladies get a bad name. People act like it's a bad thing to have 20 cats, but hey, you'll never have a single rat. So mom and dad, forgive my diploma, I'm stuck inside a kitten coma. The doctors say this one is bad, 'cause I just keep on saying, hey kitty kitty, hey kitty kitty, oh you're so pretty, you're so pretty. I know that you are, but do you know that you are? Hey kitty kitty, hey kitty kitty, oh you're so pretty, you're so pretty. I know that you are, but do you know that you are? And all my friends have gone to Europe or found their souls at Bonnaroo, but I would much rather just sit on the couch with you and listen to you say, meow, 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 meow. Hey kitty kitty, hey kitty kitty, oh you're so pretty, you're so pretty. I know that you are, but do you know that you are? Hey kitty kitty, hey kitty kitty, oh you're so pretty, you're so pretty. I know that you are, I hope you know that you are.
So this is a song about a cat that you and your family rescued.
Yes, my brother's girlfriend found this kitten behind a dumpster, and we took it into our house because they were living in a place that wasn't animal friendly at that time. So my sister and I took care of this cat for the whole summer, and I was so obsessed with it, I literally did nothing but play with this cat. So this is how the kitten song was born. It kind of led me on this whole thing, and now I'm doing a tour with it.
And you found the little cat quite happy to be at home with you.
Yes, yes.
Because, you know, I'm wondering where the line is between a cat that's wild and happy to be wild, which apparently is true of a lot of cats in Chattanooga, right? There's a lot of feral cats here.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not necessarily talking about them. We're talking exactly how does the cat cafe work?
So from my understanding, and I'm not an expert on cat cafes.
although I think you soon will be.
From my understanding, the cat cafes get cats from the local animal shelters and bring them in to the cat cafe for people to mingle with them and pet them. And it's more of a comfortable environment for people to get to know the cats. There's a lot of couches, and it's just really a peaceful environment to get to know cats. They're not in cages. They've been really successful, especially the one here in Chattanooga has been extremely
successful.
That's a great
idea, yeah. And I think it's probably better for the cats, too.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody gets to hang out, and if they form a relationship, which apparently they do, since the cat cafe has been open almost every day, somebody's adopted one of the cats, huh?
Yeah, every single day they've averaged having a cat adopted since they've been open. So just this one in Chattanooga, the Naughty Cat Cafe, has had 250 adoptions, which is crazy, in about the 250 days they've been open.
I think it maybe has something to do with the name, too. The Naughty Cat Cafe? How can you resist that?
Yeah.
So this is where you're going to start your tour?
Yes, on February 14th, on Valentine's Day, I'll be kicking off my kitten coma tour, is what I'm calling it. I'll be kicking off the kitten coma tour February 14th at the Naughty Cat Cafe at 6:30.
Because this is all about relationships, right? This is about love affairs, really.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the
really
one you have with that little cat.
It really is a love song to a kitten, so.
And you're going to go on from there to play at cat cafes, mm-hmm. North Carolina, Alabama, mm-hmm. Kentucky, Ohio. How did you set that up?
Well, there's a strange network that goes on in cat cafes. Pretty much every cat cafe owner knows at least one other cat cafe owner. And so I heard about the other cat cafes through the Chattanooga Cat Cafe. I heard about the one in Nashville, and that just led me to look into playing a bunch of different places because they're popping up everywhere now. And it's such a cool thing that they're helping rescue so many cats. So I was just thinking, why don't I just take this one step further? I've already played the one here in Chattanooga. I've already played the one in Nashville. Let's just take it on the road, literally, and just play in a lot of different places. And so I'm really excited to kick it off. Right now I have 10 cat cafes lined up, but I'm still working on getting some in Georgia and Indiana as well. I'm really excited to hit the road.
And what's your goal?
Well, each time that I play at a cat cafe, the merchandise that I have for the kitten song. So I've designed buttons that say, "Mom and Dad, forget my diploma. I'm stuck inside a kitten coma." I have buttons I've designed and stickers I've designed with those lyrics. And all the proceeds from that when I play at cat cafes will be donated to Animal Rescue to help keep rescuing these animals.
Well,
so I'm really excited.
This is a very generous venture on your part.
Well, I'm really excited about it. They do such great work, and I just hope that people learn about them and know more about them. And if I'm able to help them in any way, I'm excited to do that.
So how long do you figure you're going to be doing this?
Well, I'm going to start February 14th, and my last shows I have in the books right now are the very end of May. I'll be doing a leg of the tour in Ohio. Almost every weekend from February to May, I'll be playing at a cat cafe somewhere.
Cat cafes potentially then are going to be becoming a performance circuit, huh?
They already have become a performance circuit
apparently. Yeah.
For me.
It seems like you're pioneering that idea.
I guess. I haven't heard of any other people really playing at a lot of cat cafes, but I guess that's what happens whenever you write a love song to a kitten. It just kind of folds out that way.
How did it happen that you played the first gig?
Well, around this time last year, I remember just seeing a news story, I think it was in Nuga Today, about the Chattanooga opening the first cat cafe. And, I mean, this is so random and so, like, cat cafes, I have a song about a cat. I feel like that's my audience of people that would like this song. So I just reached out to them. I sent them the link to the song, and I was like, I know this is super random and this is really strange, but I've written a song about a cat. If you guys ever want live music there, just let me know. So I played my first show there, and that just kind of was the gateway drug to everything else.
So when you play the cat cafe, obviously you play this song, but you play a regular set, huh?
I play a regular set. I also include Smelly Cat from Friends, but those are really my only two feline-centric songs that I play. The rest are just normal songs.
So when you first proposed this to them, had they ever had people perform in the cafe before?
They had thought about having people perform there, but they hadn't.
Kind of makes sense, doesn't it, really? Because the whole thing is social, so anything that will draw people to the cafe.
Yeah, so all of the cat cafes that I've approached have been, I'm really excited about having live music there, and it's gone really well so far. It's fun to have cats kind of crawling all over you while you're trying to play a set. It takes any sort of nerves away that you might have whenever there's just a cat that just kind of launches itself at you during the middle of a song. So it's a very fun environment. People definitely need to come check it out if they've never been to a cat cafe.
The Naughty Cat Cafe on Valentine's Day at 6:30. And where is the Naughty Cat Cafe?
It's located in St. Elmo. Right as you turn in to get to St. Elmo, it's up on the left in a shopping center. Just Google it. It's easy to find. It's pretty awesome.
I would think anybody in St. Elmo probably at this point knows about the Naughty Cat Cafe, too.
Yes. I've heard that there's been some misunderstandings from the name, what people thought it was. But that's definitely drawn some people into it to figure out more about it, you know?
Most of the songs Rachel plans to sing aren't about cats, but she does have one other she includes in her sets. It's a song about a smelly cat from the TV show Friends. Rachel kicks off her cat cafe tour at the Naughty Cat Cafe in St. Elmo on Friday, Valentine's Day, at 6:30.
Smelly cat, smelly cat, what are they feeding you? Smelly cat, smelly cat, it's not your fault. They won't take you to the vet. You're obviously not their favorite pet. Smelly cat, what are they feeding you? Smelly cat, it's not your fault.
Rachel McIntyre Smith with the one and only Richard Wenham.